Britain. The new £1 coin. All change. There will soon be fewer fake pounds in your pocket.
Best known for his musings on gravity, Isaac Newton also spent several years as warden of the Royal Mint, charged with upholding the integrity of the nation's coinage. He performed the role with great, some might say excessive, enthusiasm. He is said to have bribed and lent on William Chaloner's associates and mistresses to secure the conviction of the counterfeiting kingpin. The mint of today eschews such tactics, but takes currency security no less seriously. A new £1 coin will appear in shops and banks from March 28th. An initial batch of 1.5 billion will be shipped from a production site in Llantrisant, Wales, and consumers will have until October to spend or exchange their old coins. The makeover is deemed necessary because the version in pockets today, introduced in 1983, is no longer fit for purpose. As counterfeiters have got better at producing copies, the number of fakes has grown to 1 in 30 coins in circulation, the Mint reckons. One manager thinks it might be closer to 1 in 10. The new coin's first lines of defence are its bimetallic composition, a gold-coloured nickel-brass outer ring and silver-coloured nickel-plated alloy middle. Its 12-sided edge, evoking the threepenny bit, and tiny lettering cut into the inside rim.